Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Northwood Football Weekly. We are coming to you live from inside Reitma Arena here on the campus of Northwood University. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined by the head football coach, Leonard Haynes. Coach Haynes, how's that 2-deep looking over there?
It's looking good. It's coming together.
Starting to come together there.
Yeah, as we speak.
We're making some edits here to make sure we got an accurate representation of our team for this upcoming weekend. After Coach Haynes, we'll have running back Kentrell Ware on the show. And then later on, we will have our – I'm going to say – okay, this is a tough question for you, Coach Haynes. More well-known in the Midland community, you or our golf coach, Dave Turner?
Dave Turner. Well, I mean, Dave Turner, man, hands down.
I don't know, man. You guys are both like – I've been out in town with both of you, and you both are basically celebrities.
He's the mayor.
Yeah.
Well, I know we have a mayor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Well, we will have Dave Turner as our final guest on tonight's show here. So, Coach Haynes, your brutal stretch of three games in a row against three of the best teams in the region continued last week at Ashland, and ninth-ranked Ashland last week. Now they're up to sixth-ranked nationally, and it was just one of those games, unfortunately, couple early miscues, and all of a sudden you look up and it's 14-0 seemingly in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, we came out. I mean, I thought we came out with great energy. Our guys came out ready to play, and it's just Ashland, really, being completely transparent, very good football team, and we knew we had to be at our best. And you know, against good football teams, you can't make mistakes. And I think we made a few. We turned the ball over three, four times. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it was three fumbles, but you had five fumbles. You had, but you were,
yes,
they recovered two. They only recovered two of them. But
yeah, so you can't turn the ball over. You can't give them great field position. And so, with a good football team like that, we got to come out, you know, and be a focused, disciplined football team, and not give them, you know, chances. Obviously to do what they did to us. So, but our guys play hard, they competed, but Ashland is a really good football team.
Yeah, it was 56-17 was the final, but you, like you mentioned, it was,
you didn't have to repeat the score.
Okay, I had to mention it once. That'll be the last time we mention it. But like you said, it was. And at one point, you know, they get off to a fast start. You guys score late in the half, get at least a little momentum going into halftime.
Yes, we did.
And then, you know, there's an opportunity to get a stop on defense to start the third quarter. They score again.
Yeah.
And that's when suddenly the mistakes started really piling up. And all of a sudden it went from, okay, we're behind, but we still got a chance, to like, all right, let's get ready for next week.
Yeah, something to that effect. I mean, our guys, again, they played all the way to the end. And I think, again, our guys understand you can't give a good team that those type of chances and opportunities. And so they were embarrassed, as we all were, of our performance that night. And so, you know, these kids are committed to this football program. And that's a great thing about these young men we have on this team this year. These guys are committed to the process. And so, although it was a setback, we still got a chance, you know, to right the ship, so to speak. And, you know, right now we're, 1-1 in the conference?
Still a long way to go.
So it's still a long way to go. We got a lot of football left. And so, you know, we just got to come ready to play each and every week in this football conference.
Yeah, looking at the some of your individual performances, John Hall had a great touchdown play. Really a pretty remarkable play all around, because Nate Gomez made an unbelievable throw on that play, and John Hall made an unbelievable catch. It was a 47-yard touchdown pass, and it was really a tremendous play on both sides.
Yeah, it was a sight to see, man, if you were there, just to see Nate release that ball and John just run up under it and dive and catch for that touchdown. And, you know, he's a phenomenal talent, John Hall, and Nate's been really doing a good job delivering the ball to our guys, man. So he's definitely improved as well. And so it's good to have those guys on my team.
Yeah. But I think, you know, we talk a lot about up front, and up front is right. I think the last few weeks, you have faced three teams that are really, really good up front. And unfortunately, it's kind of been something that's been cost us, is that we have lost the battle up front.
Yeah, we got to get more physical. We got to get better up front. Again, we challenge our players each and every week. You got to be physical. Offensive line, defensive line, they know it, and that's something we challenged them just at the beginning of the season, period, all the way up to now. And so, again, we know that this is a grind of a season. We know this is a grind of a conference, a blue-collar conference. And, again, we got to come every week, week in and week out with our lunch pail, so to speak, ready to do battle. But, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It starts up front and ends up front, and that's the way it goes.
We're talking with Leonard Haynes here on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Arena on ESPN 100.9 FM. So this week, back on the road. It's weird, isn't it? Your schedule is very, very weird this year, because after 3 weeks, I was like, man, I just don't know if we're ever going to go on the road. Now it feels like you guys are never going to have another home game. So you had 3 home games in a row to start. Now your third straight week on the road this week at Finley. Finley was the preseason favorite to win the GMAC, but it's a new coaching staff, some new players and stuff. They're not off to a great start, but, again, they're a very good football team as well.
Well, again, yeah, I think it's a lot of good football teams in this conference. You know, regardless of the record, it's you got to show up week in and week out ready to play. And, you know, and after watching Finley on film, you know, they got some football players. They got some guys, man, and they're a very talented football team on both sides of the ball. And, again, we gotta be a physical football team. We got to be a sound and disciplined football team as well. You know, to come home with a victory.
What have you seen from them on tape that you're expecting to see from them, like, first of all, on the offensive side?
Well, offensively, they like to run the ball. They run the ball, you know, some power, counter type stuff, and they have a very capable running back. He's very good. On the quarterback, I think, is very solid player as well. They have a tight end, I believe. And I can't call his name, but I believe he was an All-American, if I'm not mistaken, All-Conference kid in the GMAC. And so he's very skilled. Again, they got some very good skilled football players. They're a very skilled football team on the offensive side of the ball, for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned that because I know, like, last week they lost at North Greenville, but they're running back ran for 252 yards. So, mm-hmm. obviously, mm-hmm. you mentioned they want to run the ball, and that's their main horse.
That's their horse. Yeah, he's a horse. That kid, he can run the ball. He can tote it, man. So, as always, you got to stop the run. You got to stop the run. And but like I said, they do have some capable guys on the outside. And, again, we just got to play, you know, I always say Northwood football. But
yeah.
Well, what is that? A sound, disciplined football team. That's what we have to be and make plays.
And defensively, what do they like to do on defense?
So defensively, you know, they seems like they've changed what they were doing. You know, they were a 4-2-5 team throughout the season, and it looked like they're showing a little bit more three-man front and blitzing a little bit now. And that was their last game, and they just played Ferris. And so we kind of noticed that. So we don't know if it's injuries related. We don't know if it's, you know, just a change up.
Fair State related or
whatever
it is. Yeah.
You know, so, but, you know, so we're prepared for both, and we'll see what they come out in on Saturday.
Saturday's game's at 2:00 in Findlay, Ohio, at Donnell Stadium. Our next guest is Kentrell Ware, and I'm going to ask him about it, but I want to ask you about it because you said, do you know his story? And I did know his story, but why don't you share it from your perspective?
Well, I thought I was going to hold that for you guys.
Okay, but like from a head coaching perspective. So, well, Kentrell, last year, set school record 100-yard kickoff against Ferris State,
yeah.
And unfortunately next week, first kickoff of the opening kickoff of the next game, injures his leg,
yeah.
Misses the rest of the year, and
yeah, and what
from your perspective?
From my perspective, I mean, Kentrell, you know, out of Grand Blanc High School, came here, has earned his stripes. You could see him climbing up the ladder in the football sense, meaning he's gotten a lot better since he's gotten here. And so last year was kind of a breakout year for him. And then, you know, unfortunately, he has the injury that he suffered, and he's really battled back from that. And he could talk more to that, you know, when he gets on. But he really rehabbed. He stuck to his rehab. He stuck to the plan, and now he's back on the field, and he's playing, you know, in his last year. So, great young man, outstanding man. He's always in my office visiting with me and wondering if I have any snacks. He always asks. Him and his boy Jace always asking for snacks.
Yeah, you do have those granola bars in there a lot.
Man.
Yeah.
So,
is he the primary reason those granola bars might get low sometimes, or is it the other stuff?
No, Kentrell hasn't been up there much this year.
Okay.
But,
okay.
No, he stopped in. Yeah, he usually comes in and sit down. We kind of just talk. And that's not all football. It's more just talking, you know, and that's been happening over the course of time he's been here, really. Him and Jace would always come up to the office, man, and sit down and just talk, hang out, whatever it may be, you know, when they have breaks between classes. So, but wonderful young man, awesome smile. He's a good man to have around.
Well, great. Well, Coach Haynes, another tremendous interview. I mean, if the interviews were just games, you'd be undefeated, I think, in general.
I don't know. I don't know how to take that.
I'm just saying you're a good interview, bud. You're just a good interview.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate you guys. Thanks, ESPN 100.9. I appreciate it. That's my shout-out.
There we go. There you go. We always end it with a shout-out. So, yeah, we'll take that. Right? Josh Baker back in the studio gets a shout-out tonight. So there we go.
There it is.
All right, Coach Haynes, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend against Findlay.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Come back with Kentrell Ware. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Arena on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Every athlete at every level has goals. Whether it's completing your first half marathon, beating that tall guy on the court, scoring your first goal, or becoming a world champion swimmer like Allison Schmidt. Chocolate milk helps you refuel, refresh, and rehydrate. Chocolate milk. Official recovery beverage of USA Swimming, unofficial sports drink of athletes everywhere.
Approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee.
For extraordinary care in the Great Lakes Bay region, you know just where to go.
Oh yeah, Covenant Healthcare.
But when you need to decide whether to go to emergency, urgent care, or your primary care provider,
well, let me get back to you on that.
Here's how to get the right care in the right place at Covenant. See your primary care doctor for ongoing, non-urgent complaints, like joint or muscle pain, digestive issues, mild headaches, etc. If it's after your doctor's office hours and your care can't wait, come to a MedExpress urgent care location. It's the perfect choice for ear infections, respiratory illness, sprains, stomach aches, and so on. Virtual urgent care and doctor visits are also available. Finally, call 911 or go directly to emergency if you have heart attack or stroke symptoms or any severe injury. Still not sure? Call or text Covenant Care Connect at 989-583-3135 and we'll help you decide. Covenant Healthcare.
What makes a championship team?
Hard work, skill, expertise, and focus.
It takes a great team to complete a successful sale in today's complicated real estate market.
Air Reinhart's team of more than 40 full-time realtors and professional support staff work together with buyers and sellers to smooth out the process with winning results.
Your first home to investment property. Air Reinhart is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and guidance.
Call on the Air Reinhart team at arhouse.com.
That's arhouse.com.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from inside Reitman Arena on the campus of Northwood University. Tonight's show is brought to you by Frick's Bar and Grill, opening soon right next to campus here on Northwood, right on Saginaw Road, and also the Polecat Golf Course in Mount Pleasant, the official home of Northwood University golf outings throughout the season for the athletic department. Next guest is a running back, we mentioned from Grand Blanc, Kentrell Ware. Kentrell, welcome to the show. Easy for me to say.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we mentioned it a little bit ago, but we'll go your story from last year, really the two-part story, because it starts the week before, where individually it's about as high as you get. You're on special teams, you're on kick returns, against one of the team that won the national championship last year, and you see a seam, and you get the longest kick return by default in school history. The longest the NFL has like 110 yards, but the NCAA, the longest you can get is 100 yards. So let's talk through that play, 100-yard kickoff return. Do you remember? I mean, it's one you probably got to remember exactly how it unfolded.
I mean, yeah, I remember it. I mean, it was just a regular play. I just made a simple cut and just seeing really open grass, and it was just that from there.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. It was an awesome play. And obviously, like we mentioned, I think there was a 99-yard – I think it's the only 100-yard kick return in school history. I think 99 – there was
a 99.
Yeah, 99
before.
Yep, and now it is – yeah, it was because we spelled the guy's name wrong and he emailed me saying, congrats on the record. By the way, you spelled my name wrong.
Yeah.
So then you get that 100-yard return, and I think you're the GLIAC Special Teams Player of the Week, I believe.
No, of course not.
That's why we left. Just kidding, GLIAC fans. Just kidding. Then the next week, opening kickoff, and unfortunately you get an injury that ends your season. That must – how – just talk us – not even, like, the injury itself, but, like, the aftermath. Like, what was that like for you?
I mean, it was a crazy week, this building up from the previous week against Ferris, breaking the record. And I mean, just going into the Grand Valley game with, like, high hopes, like, hopefully we're doing the same thing, and just coming out first play and, unfortunately, breaking my leg. So.
Yeah, you went from scoring a touchdown and setting a record to being – going in the ambulance to the hospital. It just, I cannot imagine a higher and a lower in one stretch. So how was the rehab from that?
I mean, it was a long process. Really, first four months, I didn't start really, like, running or anything until, like, month six. Things was going good. Then summertime hit, had a little fog, like, knockback where I really couldn't run top speed. So it was kind of like, having so much progress and then getting bounced back to not be able to, like, participate in running activities, things like that, to just strictly back to rehab to getting better for the season.
We're talking with Kentrell Ware here from the Northwood University football team on ESPN 100.9 FM. But, I mean, and I guess, I mean, nobody, unless you get an injury like that, you don't really know how you're going to react that first time you really pushed it. Is it still in the back of your mind? Or are you? I mean, it's got to be to a certain extent, I'm guessing.
I mean, not like it's on my mind, but after, like, the first time back on the field, it's like I really don't think about it like that. I kind of just think of like an opportunity to play the game again, having the chance to come back and play, because a lot of guys don't come back from that type of injury.
Yeah.
So I really don't. It's in the back of my head, but. Kind of like motivation, kind of. So
yeah.
No second guessing when it comes to it.
So when did you actually officially go, like, I think I'm pretty close to 100% or back to normal?
Really came back August or July.
Okay. And then I'm sure at that point you got to work your conditioning because you haven't been able to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
So when did you actually feel like, okay, I'm in shape and it feels good?
In shape? Maybe a couple weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, because you didn't – what game was your first game for the year?
Week two against Madonna.
Okay, yeah. So I remember you did not play against Wesleyan. We're talking with Kentrell Ware here on ESPN 100.9 FM. So now, how do you feel – your role in the team and all that stuff, how do you feel going forward for the rest of the season?
I'm feeling good right now. I know it's a slow process. I mean, eventually – it's all going to come back to me, how, like, the skill set, everything I had before the injury. But just keeping them back in my mind, like, it's a slow process, and really can't rush things when it comes to these type of injuries, and the game's, like, slowly going to come back.
What do you think, for you personally, your biggest improvement? I like to ask this question a lot to our players that come on. Kentrell Ware, come out of Grand Blanc High, gets to Northwood. That first day of practice, where do you think your biggest improvement is from now to that player that got here?
I really think just my mindset. The mindset and, like, work ethic, knowing that I have to put more work in than I did in high school when coming to college, because competition when you come here, things not given. So really just the mindset thing.
I've always said, like, I especially say it in basketball, what playing hard is in high school versus what playing hard in college is are completely two different things.
Totally different.
And until you get into it, you don't realize it.
Yeah.
When you look at your Northwood career and the teammates you had and stuff, what are you going to be some of your memories you're going to have from those guys? Well, obviously snacks from Coach Haynes, as we heard.
Oh, yeah,
with Jace.
From Coach Haynes. I mean, really just coming in here every day and grinding with the brother next to you and creating memories. I mean, we've been kind of tough the last 3 years, not winning that many games, but this year we're 2-3 right now. We had a tough three-game stretch, but I feel like with the team we got right now, we'll come together. Never know what can happen at the end of the season. It's a long season, and I think we can create something special.
This is always one of my last questions I ask, but academically, what's your major? And whenever your football career ends, what do you want to do when you're done?
Major in automotive management. Once my football career over, I probably had a career aspirations to go into a dealership, working at a dealership. One day I want to own my own dealership and run it.
Yeah, that's a major that does very well. Anybody who wants to, like, that is just saying, I want to go to college to get a job. You come to Northwood, you get that degree, you're going to get a job.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a couple of our former players are running dealerships all over the country.
Yeah, a couple, yeah.
Yeah. So where do you want to do that in Michigan, or are you going to try and go a little south? I mean, it's either you want to stay home or you're going to, like, Florida or Georgia or something.
probably not Michigan. Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely probably like West Coast or something.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you like that sun. Like,
yeah.
I love the summers here are great, but man, once it gets to like November, you don't see the sun for like 6 months. It's like, come on. Well, Control, glad you're feeling well. Glad you're back. Continue your progress, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Dave Turner, the men's and women's golf coach here at Northwood. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Supply chain issues, record high building material costs, unable to schedule a contractor or even get a bid. Do all of these sound familiar? Today, inflation challenges are especially tough in the construction trades. Is your home or business properly insured to consider the current industry conditions? Schedule a review of your property coverage with an expert from Yeider Insurance Group and Auto Owners to ensure that you're protected for replacement cost value. This is Steve Scott from Yeider Insurance Group, your friends in the insurance business.
Home is where the heart is. Since 1903, we've called the heart of Michigan our home. When you bank with us, your money stays right here, invested back into the communities where we work, play, and live, promoting economic growth and community service.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reitma Arena on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest has been the men's and women's golf coach since what year, Dave Turner?
Well, the men's, 1997, and I started the program in 2000.
So the Clinton administration then?
Yeah, yes, it was.
So it's been a while. But Dave Turner's been here a while. He's our longtime, and I'm going to use the word legendary, great career here at Northwood, had a lot of success, and fall season well underway for both the men's and women's golf teams. And, Coach, give me your thoughts in general about both programs right now.
Well, you know, my men were very young, but we're very talented. I feel like any tournament the men compete in, we really have a chance to win. But we also, you know, it's so competitive that we can also finish near the bottom if we don't play good. But I'm very excited about the men. I mean, we just actually broke the school record this last weekend. Had a couple guys shoot one. Carson Butterfield shot 67, his career low. And Evan Johnson he broke the 54 individual record. He shot 73, 69, 69. So, you know, they're pretty solid guys. They're young. My top players are one freshman, four sophomores, and I got a senior. Carson's a senior, but he'll be planning on coming back next year for grad school. So excited. We're going to Cedarville this weekend. Feel good. I really feel good that we can go down there and have a chance to win. My women, you know, we've kind of, you know, it's a transition this year. You know, it's we lost, you know, Sydney Harding, who's been a stalwart for 4 or 5 years now, and Tyler Couch, she was a senior. So I lost my number one and number three players. So we're kind of rebuilding a little bit, but, you know, we got some talent. Inez Dorado's, you know, she made it to the national championship last year, and, you know, so she's my number one. She's very solid. Morgan Colby just keeps getting better and better. But, you know, we're younger a little bit, so it's, you know, it's just a little inexperienced, but and the competition is getting so good. Just, it's always been that way in men's golf, but man, it's really getting that way in women's golf too. So, you know, and in the past, we've always kind of struggled in the fall and played good in the spring, and it looks like that's the trend again.
We're talking with Dave Turner here on Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. Going back to your men's program, like you mentioned, your scores have been remarkable, but like even the results aren't that great. And it's not, the results have been solid, but not amazing considering what you see the scores on. And when you see a team, I mean, you shot 3 under as a team in your last round of your last tournament and didn't move up in the standings. I mean, it's the scoring in the last 10 years has just gone crazy. What do you think? There's a lot of reasons for it. Give us some of your thoughts on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's just more athletes playing golf. Is one, and you know, they all work out. They all work out with their strength and conditioning coaches. So they're stronger, so they hit it so dang far. The equipment's better. Golf ball probably goes farther. I mean, I joke with my players. I mean, I played back in the early '80s, played college golf, and you know, persimmon-headed drivers, the golf pull out of golf balls. I mean, you know, if you hit it 260, that was pretty good. Now, shoot, you can't even play if it's a 260. I mean, you these guys all hit it 290 plus, 330, 320. I mean, it's long. So they hit it so far that I think the courses are you know, they're just hitting wedges all the time. And, you know, and then also with TrackMan and teaching and, you know, that, I think, you know, the improvement is more drastic, I think, now, just because so many kids are taking lessons when they're kids. And so it's just a kind of a combination of a lot of things, but it's really getting to be where if you shoot, you know, 75, you're in trouble. You're at the back of the pack. And so, like when we played at Finley here last couple weeks ago, I mean, we broke 300 all three rounds, but we finished 13th out of 15 teams. It was kind of shocking, the scores, but it seems like that's just the way it is.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago that if you shot like 4 or 5 over per round per player, you're in contention. Now you look at those men's tournament scores and it looks like a PGA leaderboard, like 15 under, 12 under. It's just crazy. But talk about some of the you've got like Evan Johnson was the guy you mentioned, and like that group that's really sophomores now, I think, are the going to be. And Lankowski, he's in his second year at Northwood, but like, I mean, that group of players are really the reason why you're excited for the future of that program.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, basically my top three guys are sophomores, and Kosuke is a freshman. And those are kind of my top four. I mean, Carson's right there too. I mean, so it's those, there's five of them, but Carson's a senior, but the other ones are, you know, one freshman and three sophomores. And I'm really excited for the future. I mean, so that's the thing is, you know, I feel like we could win every tournament, but again, we're a young team. So, you know, sometimes you need that more experience to win more. And I think we're only going to get better.
And then on the women's side, you mentioned Inez went to nationals last year, been a fifth year player for you now, only the third player in school history to go to nationals. And she's just been, I think, maybe as much as any player in a long, long time, she's just been very steady her whole career. She's just been very consistent and been just a really, really good player from day one till now.
Yeah, she has been. I mean, and she's gotten better every year, but she came in as a freshman and really was solid, you know. Whereas, like, Sydney, when she came in, I mean, she was still a pretty good sophomore, but freshman, but she improved every year quite a bit. And Inez has improved a little bit, but she didn't have to improve as much, you know, because she was solid. She was freshman of the year, her freshman year on the GLIAC, which is tough to do, you know. So, but I think that, you know, Inez is, she's, this year, I mean, she's had a couple bad rounds and then a really good round. So she's got to just get rid of those big ones, you know. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for her, there's a lot of pressure on her because because she is my best player, that she really has to play good every time. And it's hard to ask somebody to do that every time. And so, you know, but I still do because I need her to play good every time. And, you know, when she's played well, we've broke 320 every time. But when she hasn't, then we haven't, you know. So but she has a chance to be the player of the year in the conference. I mean, she could win the GMAC individual championship. She could, you know, if she plays like she's capable.
And the rest of the women's team, you mentioned youth. You've got a lot of young players and some experience mixed youth, but it's not that – I shouldn't even say they're young. They're just – they're dependent. What we need from them is much more than you've needed from a group like those players before. So even though there might some of them are experienced, it's a different role for them.
It is. And, I mean, you know, the last couple of years, I've had the same five women. You know, they've been playing since they were freshmen and sophomores. And so, you know, they, of course, graduated. Two of them graduated last year. So this year I've got a new role. I mean – Brandy Couts, who is Tyler's younger sister. I mean, she played a little bit last year, but, you know, she's only a sophomore. But she's, you know, she knows she's got to probably step it up. And now she's been playing. She was my number three, whereas last year she was playing as an individual, and she played my number five of a little bit too. But, and then Sufna Gill, she, you know, she's a junior. And she played at the Super Regionals last year, so she's got some experience and good. And of course, Morgan Colby's a senior. But I've got a freshman, Addie Delcamp. I look forward to a lot of good things from her. She had a good tournament at Grand Valley. The first time she was in the lineup, she shot a 78 on that golf course, which is that's a good golf course. And so she's got the potential. I know this weekend she struggled a little bit with her putting and down at Finley, but she's striking the ball good. So, I mean, I'm excited about them playing the next week because that course we normally play well at. Down in Trevecca tournament. So, But she plays a lot of summer tournaments. She's got a lot of experience, but it's still different. College golf is just different, you know, and you're playing in a team format, and, you know, every shot matters. You know?
Well, Coach, always great talking to you. Always enjoy talking golf with you. And one more tournament in the fall for both your teams. Good luck, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the show. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the final segment of Northwood Football Weekly, live from Rietma Arena, presented by Frick's Bar and Grill and the Polecat Golf Course on ESPN 100.9 FM. Saturday's football game at Findlay gets underway at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. All the links to follow the action with live stats, video, and the live scoreboard are all at gonorthwood.com on the schedule page. Game notes, everything you need to know about the game can be found there. Light weekend for Northwood University Athletics at home. Just two soccer games at Saturday are the only home events the rest of this weekend. The men's team will play Tiffin at 3 p.m. while the women's team will take on the Tiffin Dragons as well. That game is at 12:30 on Saturday. Volleyball is on the road, as well as our golf teams to finish up their season coming up. So just a light home weekend for Northwood Athletics this weekend, with the men's and women's soccer game on Saturday at Dean Field being the lone action. Those of you who are coming out to the soccer this weekend, just a reminder, it is the auto show weekend here at Northwood. So there are lots of people on campus. You should still be able to get in and park near the field, but this might take you a little bit of extra time. Just a fair warning to our fans out there coming out for soccer this weekend. I'd like to thank all of our guests for tonight's show and for you for listening. Josh Baker back in the studio. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.